Welcome to episode 73 of the Livonia and Sarah podcast. Each week we discuss approaches to weight loss and well-being. As we work at improving our own health and wellness, we share our stories about what we've learned through our experience and research in the hopes we encourage others to improve their health too. We're so happy you're here. Thank you for joining us. I'm Livonia.
And I'm Sarah. And on today's episode, we're talking age. Is it just a number? You're never too old to get healthy, to start weight training, learn a new skill, start a business, become rich and successful. Society has led us to believe once you hit 60 and beyond, it's time to retire and sit back. People have created empires into their 50s and beyond. You're never too old to fulfill your dreams, create a whole new you, or turn a hobby into a thriving business. But before we kick off, let's catch up from last week's goal, which was not to complain for 24 hours at least. Do I actually ask you, how did you get on?
It's hard. I don't know if anybody listening has tried this, but it is actually hard, whether it's, you know, complaining about someone or something or pain or just, you know, just the whole internal dialogue you have with yourself. You have to be really, really mindful of it and catch yourself up. And it's like, but I feel like, because Sarah and I chat before we start recording this, and I feel like the whole suppressing my complaining during the last week all just came out.
We saved it up for the last hour and a half.
Saved it up just for Sarah. And just went, bleh.
I am then the lucky one.
God, I call that venting. That was more venting. Yeah, one has to. But no, it is really difficult. But I'm going to keep trying to. Apparently, that's not a good thing to say these days.
No.
Well, but I'm going to keep being mindful of it and working on it, because it is amazing how much better you feel. So what did you try?
The thing, I would just be trying to become really conscious about it. I was thinking, okay,
I just made sure everyone knows that.
But I was quite surprised. So I did try. But
how
the
much
amount
you complain?
Well, how much this, like you said, like the self-complaining, like in my head. So I have discovered I don't complain that much outwardly. However, there's a lot of chat that goes on up there. And so I just try to then knock that down. I wouldn't say it disappeared. But also what I made a real effort to do was when I had those complaining thoughts was then try and find the opposite to it, like the positive to it. So I go, okay, well, maybe it's this. Okay, well, maybe it's that. Never mind. Just let it brush past. So as well as becoming aware of it, I try to do the antithesis of it. So yeah, it was a really good process for doing. And like you, I'm going to keep being mindful of it and doing my best.
Are we going to keep checking in with that?
Maybe
I think
every
we
week.
Should. Every week. How's the complaining being?
How's
this
it
week?
Going? Have you done well? Of extra complaining.
Right. And I think, you know, the more you're driving, I think that is a big source of complaining.
Oh, what, physical driving?
Yeah, driving, just because there's so many dicks on the road.
A bit of road rage to go with.
A bit of road rage. But I'm like, oh, I'm going to be cool at that tractor almost, like, hit me.
Took me out.
And just, yeah. But, you know, but hey, it didn't. So look on the bright side.
I'm still here to complain about it.
Still here, and I'm just going to not complain about it and enjoy the drive through the countryside. Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. Very good.
I'm just going to be annoying.
You do complaining so well.
No, annoying is in the not complaining.
You're going to
be
annoyingly perfect.
I'm just going to be a little fucking ray of sunshine. That's what I'm going to be.
Always, Livonia.
My husband said I complain too much. Well, maybe the little ray of sunshine will just be so much better.
Or you should give him something as a comparison. You go, if you think that was too much, what about this?
Right.
Just let rip.
Yeah. No, complaining's not good. It's very unattractive.
It's not attractive, but we're obviously much better at not doing it after a week of thinking about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to keep doing that. Okay.
So age.
Age is just a number. And let me tell you, the further along you get, the more it is just a number.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the closer you get to 60, the more that you realize that 60 really isn't very old at all.
Well, every time we meet, we reach a milestone. I know we're at different milestones, but every time you meet, right, you know, reach that kind of milestone age, you suddenly realize, oh, it's really not that old. And I know that that's what, you know, people that are younger go, well, you're going to say that, but it's really not. And every time you get there, you sort of go, oh, okay, no, it's not that big a deal. And I've got 2 years until I'm 50. So yes, everybody, I'm 48, but I really don't mind about being 50. However, there's people around me that are a similar age and they are not happy about the situation. They're like freaking out about it. And I'm like, it doesn't bother me in the slightest. So it's very different how people see an age or approach it, isn't it? Are you bothered about reaching milestones?
Well, you know, I've never come to terms with the fact that I turned 50.
Right.
So here I am now staring down 60. About
to
say,
in the nicest way, you've had a little while to get used to it.
This is true. I can't.
You're still not used to it.
I'm still not. No, to me, I'm just still 49.
Right, we'll just do that then. I mean,
just do that. Okay. And it has nothing to do with, like, I don't care. I'll tell people how old I am. Mm. But it just is, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Is that because you've attached a stigma to that age? You think that people behave a certain way?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I work on books of people that are well into their, like, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just are not long finished a book, and I can talk about it now because the man whose book it was is out there. It's just all the milkshake one.
Oh, yes.
And, like, he's into his 70s and he's created this empire suddenly. It's completely different from what he's ever done. And mm-hmm. I just think that's, you know, you're never too old for that. Bodybuilding, I've noticed so mm-hmm. many women especially.
Yeah. Strength training.
Starting uh-huh. to strength training because they're learning and understanding how important it is when you get, you know, to like 40 and beyond, but especially as you get, you know, older, that, you know, at 60, they'll start strength training and mm-hmm. they just look phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's, you know, great.
I just think the better that you can take care of yourself and the more of that you can do, the more you're not going to age. I mean, obviously you'll age, but you know what I mean by get old as in,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just sit around with a blanket over your lap.
Well, that's the thing. Keeping active is one of the
so
right up there top things because
yeah.
it's not just the fact that your like physical fitness, but it keeps you mobile. I think it keeps your brain active. It keeps you involved mm-hmm. because that's what happens. You start to put this sort of distance between yourself and people that are actually involved with things, and then you're not part of that anymore. And there's absolutely no need for that. Just because you're a certain age doesn't mean you can't go and get involved. All right, you might have to tailor it a little bit depending on your flexibility, your movement, all that sort of thing. But so what? Go and do it anyway. And I'm really lucky. I've had some, you know, people around me that are quite influential. So my family members, my grandpa, was so active, so independent, running around, playing football, stayed in the house by himself right up until he left us. And I just sort of thought that's how people were. But then on the flip side of things, you see many, many older people that are not like that. Mm. And it sometimes through no fault of their own, if they've become ill, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? If you haven't got your health, then that's a lot harder.
Right.
But, you know, even my parents are still they're retired, but they're very business minded, very business focused. Mm. They still get involved with business. And so that's been a big influence in my life as well. So I think some of that is what you choose to see around you, depending on age. And like you said, if you're looking at and being involved with people that are older, but yet still very active within regards to work, social, physical, all of those aspects, and
right.
that definitely influences how you think about it.
There was a book that I was supposed to work on and it didn't end up happening from the recipe standpoint. I think that they just are too busy. And the lady, she's now competes, I think.
Oh, Joan.
As a bodybuilder. Yes, Joan. Yes. And she's into her 70s.
Mm,
and yeah, yeah, she looks like an old and like how you imagine Marilyn Monroe would look if yeah. she mm-hmm. had have survived. But she didn't start doing it. I mean, that wasn't her life. She got no, into
she
that.
She was really quite overweight, wasn't she?
Much later, she was yeah. overweight. And I think she started doing it at around 68.
Mm-hmm. It was late 60s.
Somewhere
yeah.
around there. Yeah, that she started getting into it. Lost all this weight, developed, you know, and just started really working out with weights. And, I mean, she looks phenomenal.
She does.
And, you know, she says she has lots of energy and, you know, just feels really good. But this was an interesting statistic that I found. The average age when people become millionaires is 58.5 for women and 59.3 for men, according to a report from Fidelity Investments. I thought, oh, that's good to know.
Still time because for
me, yeah. my, yeah, well, because my fear is because I just, this is probably one of those things that I should keep to myself.
Okay.
You know, when you just know something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that something good as far as my career is going to happen.
Okay, success
not
is coming
your way.
Not
the good hasn't happened, mm-hmm. but success, yes, like in a big way. But then I sometimes have moments of panic where I think, oh, I should have been doing this prior to you know, now. And should have, would have, could have, right?
Could have,
and
yeah.
I think I can't change that, so it's pointless. But I can move forward. I mean, I'm obviously, I say people are meant to be where they are in their lives for whatever reason. So I just need to not focus on that and, you know, and think about my other, the achievements that I have.
Which
done,
are
what
huge.
I have done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I don't give myself credit for at any stage. Mm-hmm. My husband does. He reminds me of it when I'm saying, when I'm having a little panic moment about yeah. all the things that I want
Wobble.
To do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, it doesn't have to take 10 years because that's what I think. I'm like, oh God, you know, it's going to take me this long. It doesn't. I mean, I think that people can turn their life around, can turn success around, their business around all within like a year.
Yeah. Well, I mean
you know,
you have no idea how long these things are going to take.
You don't.
It's, you know,
no.
One of my favorite phrases is there's no such thing as luck. It's when preparation meets opportunity. So
right.
the point is you work away at your preparation, you work away mm-hmm. at yourself, you work away yeah. at your goals and your ambitions, and you put yourself in the path of opportunity because otherwise it
right.
doesn't happen, which takes action. You can't just sit mm-hmm. at home and expect it to
no.
come and find you. It's not
no.
going to happen.
Mm-mm.
This
no.
is regardless of your age. You could be 18, you could be 80.
Mm-hmm.
Same situation. So you do the preparation, you put yourself in the path of opportunity, and all of a sudden luck happens. You're like, oh, you're so lucky. You're like, well, it wasn't luck, it's because
right.
I did those things. And that truly travels across all ages, across all genders, across everything, because you just have to put the work in. That doesn't mean, and I'm starting to feel like this, particularly we've talked about quite a lot about the slow living, etc. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you have to thrash around at like 100
right,
miles an hour.
right.
And
Or
I've got to be sweating
for
it out every day for
working 16 hours a day or
no,
more.
and
Yeah.
I've done that. I've done, you know,
mm-hmm.
10 years ago, working to myself to the point of tears every day
right.
and just on my knees
But you
going,
get burnt out.
What am I going to do? And you get back up and you keep going.
Right.
I don't think it needs to be like that. It also can't be where you just drift and think it's going to happen to you
no.
by some miracle, like you're
Mm-mm.
going to win the lottery or someone's going to suddenly discover you. That's not going to happen either.
No.
So there's got to be this happy medium. You've got to do the work.
Realistic.
But yet, let's just try to just calm this down. I think potentially that's my age that also has positively impacted that, with that whole mindset of going, I've got some experience behind me. So age is not a negative thing, and people can see it as that. But I wrote this down for myself. It's like, think of all the good things that come from having a bit of age behind you. It was the fact that you've got the experience, you've got, you know what you like and what you dislike. Mm-hmm. You know what you need to do or want to do to have mm-hmm. fun. You know what it feels like to love and what's required to love, because that's a really big part of, I don't mean it has to be relationship love. It can be, you know, with your pets, with your friends, with your mm-hmm. family, but love, you know, what does that feel like? And you learn because you've got to try new things, and that all comes with age. You, that experience,
wisdom,
life skills, isn't it? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wisdom, what comes with it. So
you, I think, don't give a fuck really what other people think. You
stop
get to that
caring
stage
about that so much.
Just stop caring.
Yeah. And that's all brilliant. So I don't think age should be seen as a negative. Yes, no. there's some extra trials that come with it. So menopause is the gift that keeps on giving. As a female,
it eventually takes a while.
But so there are some things which, let's be honest, and maybe your joints are not quite what they used to be. But as you say, you can do some work to help that with your mm-hmm. strength training, with what you eat. I've got a bit of a concept for you, Livoni, and you might laugh at me, but here you go. But this is how I
brace myself.
I know, I'm glad you're sitting down. This is how I've been viewing things a bit more recently, and I've been viewing my life as a game.
Oh, okay.
And none of us know when the finish line is going to be, and we all hope it's going to be as long as possible, right? That's right. A fact. We don't mm-hmm. know. What we can do is we can look after our life. So if you want to view it as a game, as our life in this game, as much as we can. So that's why eating well, doing the exercise, getting mm-hmm. some sleep, caring for ourselves, try and reduce our stress, all the things that we know about. Mm-hmm. We can add those things in, like we said, like the learning, the experience. But I've also then thought within that game to understand that most, not all, but most pain and disappointment is temporary. So when we sweat the stuff and go, you know what, it is true, this too shall pass, you know, it's just try to then think, okay, it's painful now, but it will pass. And if I then view it like this, if this, that life is this game, I'm like, well, what am I waiting for?
Right.
Regardless of my age, you know, I'm at level 48 right now.
Right.
And what am I waiting for? Am I waiting for level 52? Because what am I doing if I wait during mm-hmm. that period of time? And I think that is a really, for me, it's really working it, looking at it like that way, going, okay, well then just do the thing, do the shit, go get the action. Because if I'm waiting to suddenly be older, I have no idea when my finish line is going to be. I could be waiting and I could have wasted my chance. I could have wasted my playtime, my game. And if you suddenly take the pressure off of like, well, I can't because I'm 52, 48, 71.
No.
Pressure. What are you adding pressure like that to your life for? It's supposed to be something that you make the most of. Mm-hmm. And to make the most of it is to take all of the extra noise away, whether that is the age, whether it's the I can't, whether it's the fear, all of that, and then just embracing it. All of a sudden, age doesn't matter so much. I don't know what you think, but that's how I've been
that's very good. That's very good, because I look at people like Colonel Sanders, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC.
Mm-hmm.
He became a millionaire at 74.
Wow.
And this man is his Japanese real estate tycoon, who's, I know, and name, I'm, it's Takichiro Mori. I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Japanese economics professor until he was 55, quit that and became a real estate
mm-hmm.
tycoon. Picasso, his success didn't come until he was much older and then, well, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Ford, Ford Motor Car. He was like 50 and beyond when the first mass production rolled off the assembly line. You know, Judge Judy, the American.
Yes.
She first aired when she was 54. Mm-hmm. I mean, now she's a bit of a household name. Julia Child, the wonderful cook that America had. Yeah, she was much older too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man, I think his name is Rans, but he was 65, and he was the first person to visit both poles by surface means.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the first to cross Antarctica on foot.
Oh, my God. Rather him than
yeah.
me.
At 65. At
I know.
65. But you know that saying, use it or lose it.
Yeah.
But I know when I was going through my therapy for my knees after I'd had them replaced, the therapist used to say, motion is lotion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, is not being sedentary, because
yeah,
I think so many people lead a life like that where they are sat behind a computer. So it's really important to move. I think that is such a big thing, because like you said, it's good for your brain and just to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
To learn new things, yeah.
But I think we all get stuck into a trap of thinking, well, that's the way that I've always done it, or a career, for an example. So, well, I've always been a whatever it might be, working in an administration, an office, for example. But you don't have to always do that. Just because mm-hmm. that's what you've done, you don't have to then always be that person. You've got permission to be whoever you
whatever
want
you
to
want.
Be. And I thought of a few famous names of people that have completely transformed what they were doing. So do you know the name Jodie Keard, the model? She was a model, particularly back in the sort of 90s, 2000s. She was a supermodel. She's also been a racing driver. She's been a show jumper.
Is she blonde? Is she
yeah,
blonde?
quite fair,
Yeah.
very
Yeah,
sort of lady.
Yeah.
And now is a music producer. And I just think, okay, there's the situation when once you have found some sort of notoriety or fame, that doors open a little bit more for you. I'm not being unrealistic about this. However, what I'm talking about is the variety of things.
Yeah.
You'd never think that, you know, you'd go from one thing
race
to
car
another.
Driver to music producer.
And for example, like Usain Bolt, he retired from, you know, he was an Olympic athlete, retired from that. He's now a professional soccer player. So did you know that?
No.
When he stopped running, he basically started to become a soccer player.
Oh, well done. Yeah,
but you just
wow,
think just
okay.
because one door closes, which can happen as, you know, you're traveling through an age situation, doesn't mean that that's what you have to then stop doing, or that that's just because you've always done it that way that you've got to carry on doing it that way. Not true. You can pivot and change whatever you want at any time. And I think that's really important, because people
to understand that.
Think that it's too late. It's too late because I've always done that now, or I've not done this. Never is.
No.
Never is.
No.
Just go and do it anyway. And
yeah.
I'd always, no matter the age of anybody, I'd always, you know, recommend that and push that home of going, you know what, just try it. Just go and do it anyway. And then if you don't enjoy it, don't do it again. It's
right,
as simple as that.
Right. Because, you know, age just means that's how long you've been on the earth for.
It's to be
age.
Celebrated,
that's
quite
what it,
frankly.
yes. What is it that age is or getting older is a there's a saying. It's something that
it's a privilege,
not
isn't it,
everybody, it's a
basically.
privilege denied to many. And that's something to remember.
Yeah.
You know, once upon a time, I think too, for women, as they age, there was a lot of things that they couldn't do. But now you see them modeling well into, you know, their 60s and even their 70s, as companies realize that those women, a lot of them, have disposable income, that they will spend money on things that, you know, 18-year-olds maybe
can't
afford.
There's groups of people that are going to be the same age as you as well. So you connect with those people. So as much as young people connect with their groups, and there's women our age, that there's also plenty of other women our age out there too.
Right.
So, you know, there's always that connection. It's that community of the fact that it doesn't stop. And there is a pressure on women, particularly, isn't there, particularly actresses. And once you reach a certain age, their work dries up, or they don't look a certain way, or they go through a lot of cosmetic changes to try and make them look a certain way. And I think there's quite a movement now where there's still people that still do that because that's their choice. And if they want to, that's absolutely fine. But there's also a movement where that's not the case. And people are just saying, you know, you can take me as you find me, kind of thing. And I'm going to wear my age on my face with pride. And why the hell not? I mean,
I think too, people like the actress Diane Keaton.
Yes.
you know, she's found her, and I mean, she did this quite a long time ago. She's found her style. She's found, she wears her age so beautifully, I think. I mean, she's still acting. She's still getting roles. You know, there's older people in movies. Have you heard of something called positive aging?
No.
I came across this doing the research. This is positive aging refers to maintaining a positive outlook on life. That is a big thing about aging that that helps you stay younger too mentally, is having this positive outlook on life. Not that I necessarily want to be mentally younger from the standpoint of, you know, just
not the immaturity.
The immaturity, I was trying to find a nice way to say that. Okay, positive outlook, staying healthy and fit, feeling good about yourself, and encouraging fully in life as one grows older. So, like, being involved in things, even if it's like down at the bingo hall, you know what I mean? It is, what is it? Is mentally enforcing that age is just a number, that a person can live life to their fullest regardless of their age. And this is like that whole mindset and the physical being. So, you know, to get those two in alignment, having the good out. I mean, yeah, not everybody can be positive 100% of the time. But if you can embrace life fully, and then be physically active and take care of yourself, I think that you're, you know, you'd be unstoppable, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, my ex-mother-in-law, I saw her a few months back, and she's incredible. She's in her late 70s, mid to late 70s, and she's so active. She's just on the go all the time, works in the garden, walks the dogs. But she just said to me, she said, just live as the person that you feel that you are and never feel the need to conform to what people are expecting you to be. And that is part of it, the pressure of like act your age, and they expect you to be a certain way. And that's why some people are surprised when they look at someone's age and go, are you? Because maybe you're not conforming to their expectation of what their age should be. But I really took that on board when she said that to me. I thought, you know what, you are right. Go and do what you feel like you want. I mean, she's absolutely out there with some of her choices, but she does exactly what she wants to do.
I love that.
Yeah, just go and do it anyway. And you've got some,
I need to write that down,
incredible role models, even within actresses herself. You know, Helen Mirren looks absolutely fabulous. She's a much older actress.
Oh god, yes,
absolutely. Meryl Streep, absolutely amazing in the work that she does. So that's great. I wonder if younger people feel a bit removed from that. I don't know. But I would like to think that it, as society, we're becoming a lot more accepting of everything in general, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that age is one of those things. But there was a TV campaign that started running a few months back. And actually, it made me think, if you don't realize the ageist talk that goes on, just as in a completely flippant comment, like as a joke, but like, come on, old man, you know, if someone's trying to get
right,
or, you know, any, and they listed out loads of them, I can't remember them all now, but you just thought, I do that, I'm guilty of that, I say those things, or
like as if it's a negative thing,
as if it's a negative, and actually that's not true, is it? It's something that should be celebrated, be grateful for, like you said, and use the wisdom that you have gained by being that.
Yeah. And that's what I like, is the wisdom that comes with it, that things you just think,
you do,
not the hill to die on.
But we've got to be careful not to think we know everything because we're a bit
older. God, no.
Because the amount that we've got to learn is still like phenomenal, isn't it?
Life still always surprises me. Yeah. Always. And that's the thing. I think I used to think that I knew more when I was younger than I do now. You know what I mean? Because I don't, because wisdom, just living through life, you know that you don't know everything. But when you're younger, you think, well, my parents know nothing.
Yeah, of course.
I know it all.
Yeah.
But I think that lessens as you get older, even though you do gain that wisdom. Yeah. Something too that I think is a big thing is having an active social life, because I think sometimes with age there comes, you know, loneliness and, you know, maybe some depression. People
separation, isn't it? Yeah, separation.
Separation. Yeah. Some families aren't great, and that's just the truth with their, you know, aging parents or grandparents. So I think, you know, and especially if they don't drive, that's awful. Or if they lose their license or something because they're older. But to just, you know, it's good to have young friends.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, because
keeps
then
you younger.
They're not all going to pop their clogs and you'll be left on their own.
But also it's like, it's knowledge, isn't it? Like younger people help bring new things into your life that you wouldn't know about. So, right. You know, I've got a younger son and he says some things, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. But actually, I think it's quite important to try and stay a little bit connected with what, like, the younger generation are talking about, in the same way that we were talking to him the other day. We mentioned Charlie Chaplin. He said, I don't know who that is. And we're like, whoa. But you forget that generations move on and things drop off the other end. And I was explaining that we know about them because my grandparents watched him, except why would my son know anything about that? It's moved on. So I think there's some benefit from having people around you, surrounding yourself with all generations and with all age groups, so that you can take the history from some people, the new things that are up and coming, because we can still be involved in those. They're not, we're not too old for that. We can still do that too. So yeah, you're right. I think having people around you of different ages is really important.
Yeah. And, you know, vice versa, because they can also learn stuff from
you.
Older people rather than think older people. God. Like, I can't even be classed as middle-aged anymore.
Really?
You might just squeak in there. Well, no, because that would mean people were living to 116.
Oh, yeah.
You might just be able to squeak in there, but you might just
96.
Be past that.
That would be 96.
Yeah, no, you're
I'm still
past
hanging
it too.
On. No, I'm not. I've got at least another year.
Okay, radio. Oh, dear.
But don't you think that with friendship groups as well? I mean, I have a really, really wide range of ages of friendships, and it works, it's brilliant. I love it. I mean, I don't even consider their age. In fact, if people ask me, like, I don't know, because it just doesn't ever factor in. But when I do think about it, I'm like, oh wow, yeah, people from 10 years younger than me to 10 years older than me. So across, you know, across the piece, that's quite a difference.
I have a good friend who lives in Minnesota, and I'm the same age as her mother, and she says, but you just don't seem like it. I never think of you like that, you know, because we're mates. So, you know, I guess that she doesn't. But, yeah, I think that's funny.
It
so
is
I have
just
several
a number.
Friends like, that's just a number. Yeah, it's just a number. Oh, so, yes, whatever. You know, if there's something that you want to do, if anybody my age or older or even into their 40s, you know, those young'uns. Listening to this, like, just get out and do it.
What's the worst thing
that can happen?
Yeah, I mean, what are you waiting to happen first? That's my question.
Yes,
I'm like,
yeah,
what is it that you're actually waiting to happen first
do it. Okay, what's our challenge?
Okay, so I'm going to put a little bit of background into the challenge. Livoni and I talked about this before we started recording. I saw a sort of an infographic of talking about goals and systems. So this is relevant for any age. This is the point. So if there's something which you have as a goal, no matter your age, then I think we should find that and let's get it written down. And the infographic said that a goal on its own, it's like a tower. It just sits there. There's nothing happening to it. You can also have a system. So you can devise something that you think is going to get you to your goal. But if you don't actually apply it to the goal, nothing's going to happen. So I think our challenge for this week is write down something which is a goal of yours, no matter your age, or maybe it's something that you felt you haven't done because you felt like it's been stopped because of your age. You write it down, you write down what your system is going to be, and then you apply them together. So the infographic said you've got a tower, which is your goal, your system is a ladder, and it only works when you put the ladder against the tower and start to climb up it. So if you can imagine that, everybody, if I've described it anywhere near good enough, that can be our challenge for this week. Find yourself what your goal is. Don't put an age barrier in, work out what your system is, and then put your system against your goal and take the first step.
Okay. I like that. Got there that.
You go. Got it.
Next week's episode is titled Fearless, which I think is a really good one to follow after this.
Yeah.
But we have a special guest. Laura Bartlett is joining us. Laura is from England. And after being harshly rejected on Dragon's Den, which is like the Shark Tank here,
TV
I think
show.
It's called.
Yep.
Yeah. Laura, who is founder and CEO of House of Coco magazine, went on to turn this travel and lifestyle magazine to a global success. I think it's now sold in 16 countries. Laura talks to us about overcoming adversity, focusing on her health and wellness, taking chances and living life fearlessly. Make sure you join us for that episode. Laura is bright and bubbly, and I think it'll be a fun one.
A force to be reckoned with.
But force, yeah. Thank you for joining us today. If you head to livoniansarah.com, you will find posts for all the past episodes and some recipes too. See the show notes to connect with us on the various podcast platforms and on social media. We're on YouTube. So please, if you wouldn't mind, hate to beg, but here I am. Please subscribe and give us a follow and a thumbs up on YouTube. We're really happy and that you are part of this community. Thank you for your support. Remember, you're never too old, so get out there. Until next week, bye for now.
Bye.